Today's learning is dedicated in memory of Sara Reba Bat Yaakov Tzvi HaKohen, Mrs. Shirley Rothner, dedicated by her family to commemorate her 12th Yortzeit. Before I say a couple of words about her, I just want to take a look at the beginning, not only of this week's Parsha, because it's the Rishon of the Parsha, but it's also, of course, Rishon of an entire new Sefer. If you take a look at Sefer Shemot from the beginning, really, the majority of the Sefer from a chronological perspective, the overwhelming majority of the Sefer from a chronological perspective, takes place in the first couple of Prakim. About 200 years of Jewish history fly by in those two Prakim. There are a lot of characters who are mentioned. Bnei Yisrael themselves are characters. Elu Shmot, Bnei Yaakov, these are the people who come down. You have the Mitzrim, you have Paro, you have Shifra and Puah, you have Yocheved, you have Amram, all sorts of people, Miriam Bat Paro, all sorts of people who are mentioned. One character is missing. That, of course, is the Ribono Shel Olam. If you take a look in those first couple of Prakim in Sefer Shemot, you'll see that, or you won't see, God's name being mentioned. There's one exception. One exception, because we'll get to the exception. The reason why God's name isn't mentioned is because, of course, it is a period of Hester Panim. It's a period of God hiding his face. God is not apparent in those terrible years of slavery, those terrible years of suffering and of hardship. But the one place where he is mentioned is when Paro tells Shifra and Puah, Paro tells, the very end of this Aliyah, tells the two midwives of the Jews, of the Ivrim, and tells them that they should kill Vayomer b'yaladchen et ha'ivriyot, when you assist the Hebrew women in giving birth, uritem et ha'avnayim, and you'll take a look at the birth stool in Benhu v'amitenoto v'imbati v'chaya. If it's a boy, then kill it, and if it's a girl, then let her live. Vatirena hamialadot et ha'elokim, and the midwives feared God. V'lo asu kasher diber alehen melech Mitzrayim, and they did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do and had ordered them to do. Vatechayena et hayiladim, and they allowed they literally gave life to the children. And this is the only mention of God. Vatirena hamialdot et haElokim, and they feared God. Yirat Elokim. Throughout the Torah, and I'm not going to go through the examples, there are about 8 different examples, and this is one of them. In every single one of the cases, whether it's a description of an event along these lines, for example, Yosef says et Elokim ani yare, he tells his brothers, I fear God, when they, of course, don't know that he's Yosef. Or a halachic example, Lifnei iver lo titen michshol v'yareta me'elokecha, don't put a stumbling block in front of the blind person and fear God. In each and every one of those instances, it refers to a situation where the only one looking is God. Where you have an opportunity to take advantage of another individual, and because of the morality that you understand comes from God, you don't do it. And this is a prime example of that. Here, Shifra and Puah have the ability to listen to Paro. Not only the ability, perhaps even the expectation that they will listen to Paro. The price of not listening to Paro could very well be their own lives. Vatirena hamialdot et ha'elokim. But they feared God, and they understood what was right and what was wrong, and they refused to do what was wrong. But the Torah continues and says one other aspect of that decision on their part. Vatichayena et ha'iladim. And they, as I said, literally gave life to the children. Rashi, bringing the Midrash, says on that idea, Vatichayena et ha'iladim misapkot lahem mazon. They gave them nourishment. They gave them food. And it's not just the Midrash. Ibn Ezra on the Pasuk says, Mitzad HaPshat. The fact that the Torah could have finished with, V'lo asu kasher diber lehen melech Mitzrayim. They just didn't do. Vatirena, they feared God, and they didn't kill the children. But the Torah continues and says, Vatichayena tayiladim. Ibn Ezra says that additional factor, Vatichayena tayiladim, proves this idea of the Midrash. They didn't merely abstain from doing evil, but they actively did good. Vatichayena et ha'iladim. And that was well beyond what they needed to do, if you will, from the perspective of mere morality. They understood their responsibility, and in taking that responsibility, they added an aspect that allowed the children to live, not merely to look the other way and not kill them, but to actively be engaged in their growth. And it's because of that kind of action, Chazal expanded it to all the women of that generation. Bizchut Nashim Tzidkaniot, we left Egypt. And this idea to not merely abstain from doing evil, but to do chesed, that ultimately is what gets us through these hundreds of years of Hester Panim. It's because people don't just ignore the situation, they certainly don't participate in the situation, but they actively fight against the situation, that when the time comes, there is a B'nai Yisrael to be taken out of Egypt. As I said at the beginning, today's learning is dedicated to a very special woman. And Mrs. Shirley Rothner, this is, as I said, it's her 12th Yahrzeit. So she passed away at the age of 91. She lived in Chicago of a different kind of era. Chicago, first of the Great Depression, Chicago then of World War II, Chicago where an Orthodox community was trying to find its way, trying to find its feet. And when I spoke to members of her family, they always pointed out two different things about her. One was that on a micro level, so she always took in people into her home. She took in boarders into her home. You know, a lot of times when we are involved in acts of tzedakah, acts of chesed, so along the lines, Vatirena hamialdot et ha'elokim. So we don't want to do evil. We try to do the right thing. But the question of how much on a personal level we let that right thing impinge on our lifestyle, that's something else altogether. Think about different causes that people have been speaking about over the course of the last few years. World causes, or perhaps communal causes. How often do people really allow those causes that they speak about and they believe in to really impinge on their lifestyle, in effect, to bring someone into their home? That's not something that most people are willing to do. A lot of people are willing to stop at the level of Vatirena HaElokim, how many people are willing to go to the next step and vatichayena et hayiladim. And those type of people, the people who were boarders, became members of the community. They started out as itinerant members, people who were on the fringes, and because of the chesed of Mrs. Rothner, Zichron al-Vracha, so they became active members in the community and important members of the community. But beyond that, she was also the founder of what today, the Ari Crown Hebrew Day School, which is today the largest Hebrew Day School, the largest elementary school in Chicago. It has close to 1,000 students at this point. But she started it in her living room in the 1950s. That's an act, again, of Vatechayena et Hayiladim, to see what needs to be done and to do it. And that kind of attitude and those kinds of actions have had more than a ripple effect. People who are familiar with the Rothner family and everything that they have accomplished and everything that they support, including Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi, but not only, whether it's in Chicago, whether it's in Cleveland, whether it's here in Eretz Yisrael, so they can understand that a great deal of the chesed of that family stems from the actions and the attitudes of one woman, of Sarah Reba, but Yaakov Tzvi HaKohen, Mrs. Shirley Rothner, Zichrona Levracha. It's a schut for us today to be able to learn in her memory, but we should also learn from her example and to think, not to leave things merely on the level of Vatirena HaElokim. We should of course start with that level, but not to leave things merely on that level, but to actively look forward to opportunities Vatichayena et HaYeladim. Yehi Zichra Baruch.